We continue on with our Sabetha Locker Room chat here tonight on KNZA, start of a new basketball season, and it's brought to you by CNK Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Services, and we're joined by the first-year head coach for the Blue Jay Boys, that is Josh Wurtenberger, of course, on the staff for a number of years, very familiar with the program. And, you know, Coach, before we dive into your roster and how it looks here in 23 and 24, just, you know, a thought last year about your team, and you lost a very good senior class, but, you know, the squad was pretty much number one ranked the majority of the season, undefeated going into the postseason, but bounced in the sub-state round to rival in Nemaha Central. You finished 21-1. Just so much you can take away from last year, but just what's kind of your thought and your perspective on how last season's team performed?
Yeah, it was a great season for us, and that's part of basketball. Anytime you play a team, anybody can beat anyone, so that's the beauty of it, but also the tragedy of it. And so, we came up short of our goals that we had set for ourselves, but definitely it was a great season, a great senior class that that will have to fill some holes for those guys that have left, but definitely great memories with that team, and looking forward to hearing about some of those guys in their college years and playing on to the next level.
Well, yeah, and the undefeated regular season, of course, meant you swept the Big Seven and earned the league championship as well. Always a good goal to check off there. You have a lot of seniors, a good junior class behind these guys, and still a very talented group, a number five ranking in 3A in the preseason poll. You know, guys like Marcus Bauman, Christian McAfee back, it seems like those two might be the top two, the two leaders, you know, kind of leading the charge. What have you liked about them making that jump from a late football season once again into the early preparations here for basketball?
Yeah, I would say you mentioned those two, and they're definitely our leaders through the there's just varsity experience, and that we'll lean on that experience with them for the beginning of the year, and then we'll have some other guys come in and fill, and they'll just be thrown into the fire, and they'll get that experience very quickly. So definitely those two guys we'll rely on here early, and we hope some of those other guys will fill in those gaps that some of our seniors graduated with.
Well, what can you tell us about the first opponent on Friday, Marysville? They lost a very good senior class as well, and they were a team that made a run all the way to the Class 3A state championship game. They fell short, finished runner-up after losing to a very good Wichita Collegiate squad, but they were obviously a game away from a state title and lost a good senior class, but have some pieces back. What can you tell us about Marysville and the opponent in game number one?
Yeah, I'd say there's some similarities to both of our last year to this year experience of having to fill in some gaps with some graduated seniors. Definitely their tradition doesn't graduate. Coach Brown does a great job, and they'll always play hard. They'll always know what they're supposed to be accomplishing when they're on the floor. And so really look up to what he does and, what their team how their team competes every time they're on the floor.
So about the boys basketball coach Josh Wurtenberger joining us, taking over the reins as the head coach entering 23 and 24. Still plenty of expectations for this team, a top five ranking in Class 3A in the preseason ranks. They'll get to Marysville on Friday night. Of course, a broadcast you can watch on the Sabetha channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck Friday, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks so much.